really short. Hanukkah is very short. So we did about 20% of
27 days.
It's very. Oh no! There's just kavanot. Like he could have been longer. He's. It's not longer.
So this is. What
this is going to be. Okay, so we're up to Berlin Mutza. So if you have a box of things, which are permitted, and then there is also money. So, oh no, I can't even go in my dresser because I put like $200 in there. Oops, that wasn't too smart. I really could use my, you know, fresh socks, my feet are wet.
Oh, you have that problem?
Yeah, so I put like $200 in the drawer. I can't open it with my mouth. It's not going to work that way. So like, what do I do? If the money is the main thing, that they're more chashuv than him from the other things, he's not letting him, he can't carry the tape, but could be trying to open the tape. You have a problem.
We had this issue with Musa about at the moment. At that moment, the socks are more chashuv than the 200.
See, that's a good question. That's by chisaron kis.
Okay.
But whether it's by this or not, I'm not 100% sure how does that work for Shabbos? I have to admit, this is a question I've had. Mm. I didn't sit on it like I should have, I guess. But I'm like looking at it now. Yeah, I was thinking that also. Like, what does it mean chashuv? Pshat? How can the money be chashuv? I don't use the money on Shabbos. Money is worthless. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Shabbos always
on the same question.
It sounds like during the week it's more chashuv, presumably.
If you have your wallet with the money inside it, buried on the bottom, and your socks are on top.
The question is, can I open the drawer?
That's the question.
Yeah, so that's the question. So the minute the mux is more important, it gets like the answer is, not really, no. I'm sorry to say, like that's a part of the problem. So then the question here was, it's a very good question that Zach was pointing at us in this. What does it mean important? For Shabbos, the money's worthless. So how come important is determined by what's important on Sunday when I don't care about Sunday now? I need those socks. It's very so. If it's something that's valuable that could be used in Shabbos, it's very interesting. Like it doesn't seem.
Well, I guess you could say that if somebody broke into the apartment and stole the money from the drawer, mm-hmm. it would still bother you on the Shabbat.
Yeah, but it has no meaning though. So that's the question. If it has no meaning, why? How could you tell? How could you grab me and say, "No, you have to assign this. This is the main thing. It's not the main thing. It's zero. And who cares? I don't know." Let's look this up. I'll look it up in a little bit. Let's do this Berlin law first. I don't want to pause. Then I pause enough. We'll look it up. Like after we finish, we'll look it up. Since this is the question has to be worked out, it's not so clear. Presumably, it has to do with weekday. That's what it sounds like. This is determined by what's important to you during the week. I don't care. You can't use the Shabbos. You've got $10,000 in that drawer, my friend. I mean, come on. Who are you kidding? The socks are not important. I mean, for other people, maybe it's $100 too. It's just not important enough. I don't know how it goes. I don't know how out of clarity about how that works. Let's see. Anyway, so he says like this. Right. Fine. It says even if they're equal, you can't carry the box around. If the permitted is more important, then you can move it around. Because the main thing is what's permitted.
Now, what about jewelry? Your wife's jewelry that she was wearing Shabbos.
That's fine because that's permitted. Not something prohibited. If she has, let's see. She has a very expensive hair dryer or iron or I don't know what or makeup you can't use on Shabbos in the drawer, that might be problematic. But if it's something you can use on Shabbos, it's no problem whatsoever. That's the bottom line. Okay. So now, in terms of the spirit of the law here, so we have like this. Hashgacha. Everything comes down to hashgacha. Everything comes down to hashgacha. It's all a matter of understanding that everything is from Hashem. Shabbos is the time when we figure out every single thing that happens is from Hashem. Here, I'm motionless. I can't do anything. What I seem to be creating during the week has no meaning. Really, it's Hashem, not me. That's what the Medrash says. Who you put a mezuzah on your house? You think you did something for Hashem? You can't put a mezuzah on your house without him giving you a house. So, like, you can't make a bris without him giving you a child. You can't. It's impossible. I have nothing. It's all Hashem. So the minute Hashkacha, when I was all divine providence, all from Hashem. So I get to be in a totally different place. Totally, totally different place. It's not the same person. And that's the message of Shabbos, very, very much. So, it's not a fun fact, but the fact is that money is the biggest contradiction to belief in Hashkacha. Either I need to work to make the money to pay my electric bill, or Hashem's giving me the money to pay electric bill. How do you put them together? If Hashem's giving me the money to pay electric bill, I mean, I'd rather work a lot less. Like, I gotta work the whole night. So what do you mean Hashem's giving me the money? I have to finish the shir, right? To translate the shir from a mortgage during God willing, has to be looked over, right? Get paid a certain amount, pay my electric bill, great! Pay my mortgage, wonderful! I gotta do two shirim, I'm under pressure now. So it's the opposite of Hashkacha. It's the opposite of divine providence, so it seems. Because that's part of the way Hashem set up the world. That you need to work, and you work your own money, and that's part of the thing, but it's still from Him. It doesn't make a difference. It's still from Him. It's still from Him. And really, if we were connected enough to Bitachon, maybe we wouldn't even need to work. You work on Bitachon. It's possible. But we have to be very careful not to make it. That's what the Rebbe brings a Medrash. The Medrash says that there was a certain person who came to, you heard about it, in a certain town. There was a very, very kind person who used to give out meals to everyone. So he came to the block where it is, he didn't know exactly, strangers, and so where did I get the money, the meals? Say, over here, no, I was about this, I think. And like, it's the same idea again, you know, so what happened? He said, you need to work first. He worked him, chopping wood for 2 hours, sent them all across the streets, and he got a great meal. He said, this is a great meal, I worked hard, it was worth it. So the guy in charge of the house said, my friend, you work for nothing, and you're friendly. And he told him what happened. I'm like, the Rebbe says, that's Hanasa. You think you're in the money for electricity, and you know what? I'm not going to give you, maybe you won't get the money for electricity without doing that work. You think you're in the money for the rest of the money you need for the mortgage? You think so. But really, you need to work to the stock. You need to learn. You need to learn B'yom. You learn B'yom when you do the shurim, you're putting the Olam Atzilut shurim somewhere else, beautiful shurim from Holy Tzavik. You need to go there. For you to go there alone, okay, it's not so simple. Let's say it takes you 10 hours to do a shir, I don't know, however much it is, with a lot of focus and connection, and like thinking and working and then bringing it down to people who understand it. So, you're not going to do that on your own. So, okay, we're going to give you this challenge, you have to work, and that's really what you need to give. And then we'll give you the money. We don't even see that. The money, like, it's the opposite. Like, I have to get through the shir, I have to, you know, it's like very hard, it's the opposite. So the net money, have money, or something that's valuable, it's not allowed on Shabbos, and all these things are, again, we use for weekday, we use, the whole thing of mukhs is you have to put this out of your mind. On Shabbos, at least you put this thing out of your mind to try to overcome the nefarious and impossible tidal wave of belief that we live in a material world. That's the bottom line. So again, you have, if the more important thing is the weekday thing, no good. It has to be only Shabbos. What do you want to add?
I wanted to ask about the parable, the story in that text of life.
Uh-huh.
You see, the people who don't work don't make money. They don't get money. So that's enough to say that clearly Hashem wills that you work. Right
for
now.
Sure. No, 100%. And I almost said that. I spoke with one great spiritual master, and he said, you know, it's almost like there's a condition that if you don't want to do anything, buddy, then it's like your conduits are shut off. We want you to move. Like the Gemara says, really, the person was made to toil. You want to toil on toilet, great. But if you're not toiling at all, then you got to work. That's really what it comes to. Again, there are a lot of people who misuse, not necessarily impressive, because the Rebbe was very open for everyone. He was very clear. You don't have to totally devote your life only to toilet and mitzvahs. And sometimes it's better for you to work too. Because then you can like be very well rounded. Sometimes a person, we find people who work their whole life, and they are the most careful people with time. You do like, you know, how much money time? It's real. I can't. I have a seder. I go. I learn seriously. Like it becomes, you can pass somebody else who's in cola. I'm like, yeah, he's like really relaxed. He has all day. He this like what's, you know, I heard one spiritual leader. He's like, yeah, I go to a certain part of the city in Israel, Jerusalem, whatever, and you see the husbands like rolling out of bed to make the Zman Tefillah minyan at 9 o'clock, and their wives got the kids out, and then they go out to work, and he's like gonna call at 11, you know, strolling, have his breakfast, like what's the deal? Where's the, you know? She's like killing herself for your learning, and you're a hard learner. Like you're on vacation. Why are you? How are you? How come you only get the kids out? Like she's working all day. You can't get the kids out. Like what's your deal? And that's true. And I'm not saying you have to like at least be helpful. And really, what it comes down to is the person has to learn. It's hard. I mean, the money makes it hard. The Ger Rebbe, the Imri Amos, and he said it very well. I think it was the Imri Amos. He said we're going to establish a kol that pays well. He says, what happens? The husband can't learn properly because he has to help his wife because she's working her head off to support him. So he gets the kids out, and he's there. And if there's any problem, he's there. So he can't really learn properly. So we give a good maskor for a kol, and then everything's fine. He'll learn like he should. Show we'll have the time for the kids. Everything will be a mistake. It gets very hard. It's very hard to balance and work out. It's not so easy. This is where we do our best. That's the truth. But yeah, people, they abdicate their responsibility. As Rav Sfat said 40 years ago, he said, we almost have the ksuba that the wife is saying, I will support your husband. And that's very strange. It's like, what's going on over here? She doesn't know. She's going to help support her. And he doesn't support her at all. She supports him. What's the deal? Like, what happened? Like, so sometimes people, that's what they want, and that's what they need. But we have to be very, very careful. I mean, it's unfortunate, in America especially, because of the price of things, you literally will meet couples who say, we love to have more children, but we just can't afford it. Like, seriously can't afford it. And sometimes it's both couples working. It's like $10,000 or more a year for tuition for a child is just too much.
Right.
Do you have health insurance? That's my wife's salary, the whole salary. So I'm working for everything else. And another kid or two or three, and I don't know. I mean, like, I need to work 18 hours a day. I just can't do that. Which is like crazy. It's like, it's a part of the problem. Like, it's a bit of a problem. And you have people who are learning. They will have the kids. Why does he have the right? He's not even... He's learning more. He is. It's very complicated. People sometimes, they get placed into a position that's a very false position. It's like, you know, I'm not really trained to work. It's not what I do. And like, he's gotta get it together. So on the one hand, we know that there is a primacy of Torah. Torah is the most important thing, especially after the Holocaust. I mean, the Chazanish was like, everyone has to focus on learning. Maybe we won't lose everything, because like, there's so much loss, so much destruction. But it's also important to try to figure out how to live in the world and support with family. You've got to learn how to do that too. It can't be that he's putter. And that's why I always say, bitachon means effort. Bitachon is like a big, big, big effort. That's what bitachon entails. Big, big, hard work. And if the person's not doing the work in it, and then he gets the money, because he's working too hard. If he's not doing the work in it, so then what's going on?
Talking about tuition. For L.A., the average tuition for elementary school is $15,000. For high school is $35,000?
$35,000?
Yeah. I was a school administrator. And
that's even more than I thought. That's pretty
seminary
much.
Seminary here is $25,000. You know, for the American program. My daughter told me that. I said, you're going to English, to the Hebrew program. Learn Hebrew.
Yep.
Because that's only 16,000 shekels. Yeah, 16,000 shekels, which is about $4,000.
Wow.
That with room and board.
Wow.
Ever since I moved to Canada, it's cheaper than that.
Really?
Especially with the years 5,000, including my master's degree.
Wow.
Medical school study.
I guess the government pays in.
Yeah, so it's definitely social rights.
Can't do that in America, they won't let. There's a big spike.
S. Jacob was the cheapest school in LA, and it was $8,000.
Wow.
Yacht was $20,000.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, there is an advance to Canada. You want more kids? Move to Canada. That's unbelievable. That's crazy. Canada might not want you. That's a different point.